Now, how do you feel being the ordained persons? Should we also take ordination? Being an ordained person, you feel free, at peace, oh, so happy. Now, that's actually true, that when I first became a monk, how long ago? 37 years ago, I had nightmares. This is true. I'd wake up in a sweat. In my nightmare, this is no exaggeration, this is how much I really, really wanted to be a monk. My nightmare was I was a layperson. I thought I wasn't a monk after all. And I'd open my eyes and I'd see my robes next to the bed. I'm a monk. I really am a monk. And I'd just go to sleep in this very peaceful, deep sleep. And that was about for a week. And that's how much I really loved being a monk. And I never looked back. So that was my nightmare. I was terrified that I wasn't a monk. And so happy that I was a monk. So it's a great thing to be. So that's how I feel being an ordained person. I don't know why many of you don't do it. Actually, that is a problem now because we've got too many people wanting to become monks. So, you know, even just this evening, there was one Sri Lankan person, monk, wanted to come and visit for the rains. Had to tell the secretary, so we've got no space. And there's another young man wanted to become a monk. Can't do it. There's not too many people on the waiting list. So should you also take ordination? Yeah, take ordination, but please build some more huts for the nuns and the monks, first of all. So we've got a place to stay. So it really is a great thing to do. I don't know, it may be because of the global financial crisis, that people are bankrupt, and they're becoming monks to escape the tax man and everybody else. I don't know. But anyway, that's how I feel about being ordained. So, who amongst the bhikkhunis are going to answer the question? How do you feel? Okay, Bhikkhuni Satima. Oops. How do you feel about being...
I feel great.
Very good. No, come on, you've got to do it on the... Here we go. This is Bhikkhuni Satima here. How she feels being a bhikkhuni.
I feel great. I felt the same too when I became a bhikkhuni. That was, I think I was radiating with joy so much that I was at the airport and the flight attendant came up to me and says, "Venerable, you can board the plane first." So that was the first time that something like that happened too. So that was
one of the privileges you get.
Privileges, yes. So
I feel similarly. I can't say that, you know, it's all peace and joy all the time. I brought my defilements with me. But I just... this is absolutely how I want to live. And...
How long have you been a bhikkhuni now?
Since 2003.
Wow, that's 8, 9 years.
Almost. Something like that.
Very good.
But it's just a wonderful thing. I'm just incredibly, it goes beyond grateful. I'm astounded that I get to do this.
Very good. Okay, Bhikkhuni Naroda, what have you
got? I just want to add, whether anyone else should do it, it takes huge commitment. I think there's a phase in people's practice as lay people that they have kind of this idea, maybe they'd like to ordain. I think it's a beautiful phase, but it takes huge commitment.
Just like a marriage, but it's much more fun than being married.
Precisely.
I can't imagine doing anything else or being anything else, so just a tremendous sense of gratitude to the Buddha and to everybody else who helped to bring these ordinations about. So it's not only just the bhikkhuni ordination. First you ordain as a samaneri, as an anagarika, then as a samaneri, and then as a bhikkhuni. So for me it's the culmination of many aspirations, and I wish everybody else would be able to do it, and I can't think of anything else what I would like to do right now. Thank you very much.
So are you going to ordain? I hope so. Are you going to ordain?
I would like to. I'd encourage it.
Very good. Very good. I knew that answer because he's coming to monastery. So it's very, very good. And one of the great benefits of being a monk is because we don't have kids, we lessen the population of the world, so it means that we're helping with stopping climate change. The biggest problem with climate change is too big population, so I really want sort of to have the laws in Australia and other countries that every other man, 50% of men have to become monks for life, and 50% of the girls have to become nuns, and that way the population will go down, no climate change, will save the world. What are you laughing at? That's actually serious. No, anyway. Could you please